Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts brought to you by the Harlech Fertility Clinic. I am Delia Corol. Some of our patients miss the opportunity of having a baby using their own eggs because of not having enough information about egg freezing. Today's story is about our patient Libby, who chose to freeze her eggs in her early 30s, considering as an insurance policy. Here is Libby's story.
Hello, Libby, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello.
Hello. Would you like to tell us a bit about yourself, please?
Sure. My name is Libby, and I work in the hospitality business. I am a marketing director of a group of restaurants throughout the UK. I am originally from America, but I've been living in London for over a decade now. And I'm 35 years old.
Ah, nice. So what brought you to Harlech Fertility Clinic?
Well, a few years ago, I guess I was about 31 years old when I started to think about wanting to freeze my eggs. And I didn't really know anything about it, sort of just heard mostly kind of celebrities and people like that have done it in the past. And so I didn't know too much about it. And I just decided to Google about freezing my eggs and try and find out a bit more about it. And I came across Harley Street Fertility Clinic that you guys did the open nights, the open evenings, where people could just come along for free and learn about egg freezing, see the practice, meet some of the people. And we also got to have every person who came got to have 10 or 15 minutes individually with the doctor to understand what the process might mean for them and the costs involved and all that kind of stuff. So a few years ago, I went to one of the open evenings and I was lucky enough actually to get my individual meeting with Dr. Venkat, who is the founder of the practice, as you know. And she was really great and just sort of solidified my thinking that and confirmed my thinking that egg freezing was the right thing for me to do. And so that's really how I found Harlech Street Fertility Clinic, just from Google. And I think it was the open nights that really got me interested to go and check it out. And it kind of all developed from there.
So why did you want to freeze your eggs?
I guess I was about 31, 32. I mean, I was 32 years old when I decided that I was definitely going to do it. By the time I ended up doing it with, you know, the right timing and all the process and everything, I had just kind of turned 33. And I wanted to do it because at the time, I was single. It just sort of felt like, okay, I'm 32 years old. I don't feel right now ready that I want to have a baby really anytime in the next few years. I also don't have a partner. So it was like just kind of thinking about the ticking time bomb. You know, I just thought, well, I'm not quite ready now, but I could see myself being 38, 39, 40 years old and wanting to have a baby then. I've kind of put my career first. And I don't know, honestly, I don't know, even if I hadn't put my career first, I don't know that I don't think I still would be ready to have a baby at 32, 33. I definitely wasn't. So I really just wanted to buy myself some time. And, you know, Dr. Venkat was totally on board with that. The idea of having a dozen or so, hopefully, 33-year-old eggs in the freezer to use at some point.
So how many eggs do you have frozen?
I have 15 eggs frozen. We actually got 19 out from the retrieval and 15 mature ones survived, or I guess that's how you say it. So I have 15 eggs. It's a process that I was considering doing more than once because I think the average is like 8 to 12 kind of for that age range per time. And, you know, the more eggs you have, obviously the better, but I felt confident and do feel confident with 15 eggs that was a good number for me, enough of an insurance policy. And, you know, I might not use them at all. I like the idea that I could use them myself with a donor. I could use them with a partner down the line if I need to. If I don't need them, I could donate them. So I don't know. I think that overall it was the right thing for me because I just wanted to buy myself some time and really to kind of take the stress off my mid-30s and not feel panicked that I have to rush to meet someone to have a baby. It's a big decision because I think it's such a big cost. You know, at the age of 31, 32, it was something that I had to ask my parents to lend me the money. And so I had to get them on board as well. And they understood, you know, and I think they saw it as an investment in their future as well. I just, at the time, you know, this was three or four years ago now, I wasn't quite ready to even think about having a baby. And that's why I knew I wanted to do it. Because now that I'm 35, I think, okay, I think I probably would like to have a baby. I'm still not even to the point of I want this to happen. Let's do this now. So, you know, the idea for me of having my younger eggs frozen that I could use when I do decide if I need them was just an overwhelming gut feeling for me to do it. And Dr. Venkat was so on my level of understanding, and she just, you know, she was very cool about it. She called me and gave me my results for the first few tests that you have to have and just kind of said, you know, you're doing the right thing. Let's go for it. And made me feel very comfortable and very positive about it all. And so, yeah, the whole process was something that I'm very proud of that I've done. And I feel very, very happy that I've done it. And I feel definitely that it was the right decision. And I would recommend any woman in her 30s, if she's thinking about it and can afford it, definitely to do it.
So how was the actual process?
How long it took in total and what?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say mentally it took up kind of like a year because you're thinking about doing it. You know, you make the doctor's appointments to start to consider it. Then there's the appointments where there are tests done for your bloods and things like that to make sure that you're a good candidate. And you have to sort of make sure you have the cash to be able to afford it. You also have to plan it in to a month where you don't really have to travel. You can't travel. I mean, you have to go to the doctor every other day for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, I'd say overall it took about one full month from beginning to end. From the beginning when you get your period and then you go in and you start to take the drugs and do the injections and things. You have to go to the doctor's office every other day for a scan and blood's being taken. And then at the end, it's a pretty quick, you know, 15-30 minute procedure, nothing, even less than that maybe, to get the eggs out. And I felt a bit ill the week following, but by the time I got my next period, I was totally back to normal. So, I mean, for me, I don't have a problem with needles. And so the injections were absolutely fine. No issues there. I did them myself. So I didn't really have to consider that. I'd say overall for the time you're taking the hormones and the medication, it's just like having PMS for 2 or 3 weeks, which is not great, but you know, it's certainly doable. I basically was just really tired every day, went to bed before 10 PM every night, got a little bit fat, but that meant that it was working. And, you know, all that weight comes off by the time you know, get your next period and everything anyway. So it takes up 3 to 4 weeks of your life, and you have to just make sure that that's what you're committing to. You're committing to every other day, going to the doctor, making sure your injections are all at the same time every single night. And then, you know, after that month, it's done and the eggs are in the freezer.
Right, for the next 10 years, I think, yes?
For the next 10 years, absolutely. You know, it's about 3 to 4 weeks in total for 10 years or so to have the eggs frozen. So it's definitely worthwhile. And it's just a time that's that's the commitment that you're making to do that and nothing else. And there are some rules, I think, that you have to follow in terms of eating and drinking and sleeping and exercising, but it's all pretty, you know, it's easy in relative terms to what we have to go through as women on the whole anyway.
You mentioned Dr. Venkat earlier. What about the whole team, nurses, reception?
Yeah, I mean, it was always, it was, you know, you're there every other day for 2 to 3 weeks, actually, I think I was there every other day for closer to a month. And they, you know, of course, so they know you by name, and everyone really makes you feel very welcome and very safe. And, you know, actually, I would say that the entire practice makes you feel like it's not too crazy of a thing that you're doing, which I think is really nice, because the hormones can make you feel all sorts of emotions. And it is, you know, it's a process, whether you're going through it with someone or alone, it's an emotional process. It gets you thinking about your life and what you want in the future, and you're on lots of hormones. And so it's an emotional process, but I think the practice, everyone there, the nurses, the doctors, the reception does a really good job of just making it seem like this is great thing that you're doing, nothing to worry about, and just sort of another step in the right direction. So, you know, I think everyone who is a patient at Harley Street Fertility Clinic probably feels the same way. It's very welcoming, very safe, and a very nurturing team of people.
Thank you. We call ourselves the HSFC family.
Yeah.
So you are the sister, okay? One of us.
Our family.
Our family.
Our family.
Our family. Our family.
A message of hope and of inspiration to other women who are in their 30s. And
I tell all women who, all of my friends, I mean, not strangers, I'll tell anyone, women in their 30s, I think it's worth thinking about freezing your eggs, depending on where you're at in your life and your relationship. They're all different kinds of scenarios. So I think women in their 30s are in the right place mentally and physically to think about fertility and think about freezing their eggs. I would recommend definitely that anyone has the first initial consultation with a doctor about their fertility and the potential of freezing their eggs, just to start the conversation. And, you know, if you think you might want to, then I think that's, to me, a reason that you should. And if you can afford it, then I think absolutely go for it. It is really empowering and a wonderful thing for women to be able to buy themselves some time in their 30s and focus on other things. So I highly recommend the process.
Thank you so much for taking part in this podcast.
No worries.
And I'm sure we are going to see each other soon or talk to you soon. Either way, yes, you will come to the clinic.
Well, I've already sent at least one or two people over to the clinic to freeze their eggs, so hopefully a few more will be coming their way soon.
But we'll see you either with the news that you want to donate your eggs because you'll be pregnant naturally.
Yes, well, maybe.
Or maybe to use the eggs. And yes. I suppose you would consider a single motherhood.
Yes, I would, yes. So for me, it's still, you know, written in the cards. We'll see what happens. But I think for me, I'm 35 now. I was 33 when I froze my eggs. I think 37, 38 is when I will think about making a decision of what to do with them. And that will just depend on where I am in my life professionally and, in, you know, what sort of relationship I am in or not. And so I think 2 or 3 more years is when I will start to make a decision.
So hopefully we'll speak before then.
Yes, I'm sure okay. You will see me soon.
Thank you. Good luck with everything, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you very much.
We to thank Libby for taking part in our podcast, and we are looking forward to catching up with her in the near future. For more inspirational stories, visit our website hsfc.org.uk.
Our family.
Our family.
Our family.